Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Kathleen Scama, Vice President of Government and Public Affairs with Western Energy Alliance.
Kathleen Scama with Western Energy Alliance. I'm the Vice President of Government and Public Affairs.
Let's start off by talking a little bit about your organization, what it is you guys do, what you guys are trying to accomplish.
So we have been around since 1974. We are a trade association representing over 300 companies engaged in all aspects of environmentally responsible oil and natural gas development. We cover the West, so North Dakota, South Dakota on West. We purposefully leave off California. So we work on promoting the benefits of domestic energy production, as well as helping our members navigate environmental, legislative, and other federal issues that affect the industry.
Okay, great. So I want to talk a little bit today about BLM auctions, and then also, are you guys following the pipeline protest here in North Dakota? What are you guys making of that as an organization? Have you guys come out with anything official on that protest in North Dakota? Are you keeping your hands out of it, I guess? Just as an organization, I guess, where are you guys at?
Well, it is such a volatile situation that I think it's best to wait and see what the facts are. It's getting a little crazy up there. When you look at, the documents from court and the facts in the case, clearly the company building this pipeline, won in court because of the fact that careful analysis was done. The tribal consultation was initiated but basically ignored by the tribe. And now, instead of engaging in that process, people have just taken to burning tires and cars and confronting police and trespassing on private land. So that situation is probably a little too volatile right now to say much more on. But I think it points to why the Bureau of Land Management is nervous about the safety of its employees when it comes to lease sales. We saw the director of BLM making a connection between protests of lease sales and the standoff in Oregon several months ago, because government officials are trying to engage in lawful activity and protesters, really pumped full of a lot of misinformation, are starting to be disruptive, and even in the case of Dakota Access Pipeline protesters, getting violent. So I think BLM and other federal agencies are rightfully worried.
You mentioned something about lease, BLM lease auctions. They're protesting there. I guess I wasn't aware of this. Are you talking about similar protesting that's going on in North Dakota? Maybe not to the scale of tire burnings and that sort of thing, but where they actually kind of set up camp and that sort of thing? Is that happening with BLM auctions?
No. No, not setting up camps. So North Dakota leases are sold in Montana. There's a combined BLM office for Montana and the Dakotas that is in that's in Montana. So I haven't heard of any protests necessarily at that office, but there have been protests in Utah, Colorado in particular, where they have disrupted the auctions, and smaller ones in Wyoming as well.
And so what we're seeing, I guess, is with these protests that are happening, I'm looking at it like it's made quite a financial impact in a lot of different ways. Obviously, you've got the pipelines themselves not being constructed, so anytime you have construction being delayed, you've got a cost there. But just even pipes in the ground that are now more valuable because of some of the protesting that's being done. And into environmentalism, I guess. What are you hearing, or what are you guys looking at in terms of the finance side of things with this whole protest with everything that's happening?
Well, I can't speak to the specifics of the pipeline's particular finances at all, but we have a situation where for several years now there has been more oil produced in the Bakken in North Dakota and Montana than there is pipeline capacity. So companies have taken to putting that on rail or putting it on trucks and transporting that way while the pipeline infrastructure catches up. But really, you know, there are 2.4 million miles of pipelines in the United States. Transporting oil via pipeline is much safer, more environmentally friendly, more protective of public health than putting it on a truck or a rail car. So, and pipelines, in this one in particular, you know, has to go through environmental analysis, went through all that. They have to use the latest technology. And that those new pipelines are even more safe. You know, you think about 2.4 million miles of pipeline, and how often do you hear of any accidents? Not too much when you look at how much product is, you know, pushed through the entire United States every day. So, you know, those pipelines are built in a way that is protective of the environment. But that information has been completely lost in, you know, once the camps started getting set up and the protesters and rioters and saboteurs started their work. And so we've really seen a situation when misinformation about the process and how we get energy and how we deliver that, you know, it's been lost in all the shuffle.
Now, getting back to the BLM, taking a step back with some of the protesting that's going on and just some of the, we'll just call it the volatile emotions that can come with public land, fossil fuel, combination of the two, and it's extremely volatile. I saw where they're going to be doing some online auctions. Are you aware of this? Are you guys endorsing this? Are you not endorsing it? Are you talking at all about the online auctions that the BLM appears to be moving towards?
Yeah, we've definitely been pushing BLM to move forward with auctions, online auctions. You know, eBay has been around for about 15 years or so. This is not new technology, and this is BLM simply moving forward with the latest technology. We did take the opportunity when there were several protests of lease sales where protesters, you know, get their signs on, they put on funny hats or whatever, and in one case fish heads, I don't know, whatever, but, and they purposefully disrupted a sale in Utah and had to be thrown out. There was a sale in Colorado where about 300 protesters rushed the doors of the BLM venue and tried to shut it down. And so we did suggest to BLM that, you know, look, instead of having to deal with this circus when trying to conduct a lawful activity, the Mineral Leasing Act requires BLM to hold quarterly lease sales in every oil and gas state. You know, when you're seeing these protesters trying to disrupt those online those auctions, you know, a good solution is stop paying for additional security forces, stop paying for new venues where you have to, you know, put in security. Just go to known technology that everybody uses for, you know, everything from buying sneakers to whatever. Just, you know, use today's technology. Now, that does not mean that the public cannot participate in the leasing process. There are three points at which BLM accepts public comments on every parcel that's offered for sale, and so that will continue. The public could still engage in that process, but let's just move to today's technology.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kathleen Scama, Vice President of Government and Public Affairs with Western Energy Alliance, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal. and is featured in Inc. magazine's 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.